Chapter 124. Wheel Alignment Principles. Definition of a wheel alignment. A wheel alignment is the adjustment of the suspension and steering to ensure proper vehicle handling with minimum tire wear. When a vehicle is new, the alignment angles are set at the factory. After many miles and/or months of driving, the alignment angles can change slightly. The change in alignment angles may result from one or more of the following conditions. Number 1. Wear of the steering and the suspension components. Number 2. Bent or damaged steering and suspension parts and. Number 3. Sagging springs, which can change the ride height of the vehicle and therefore the alignment angles. By adjusting the suspension and steering components, proper alignment angles can be restored. An alignment includes checking and adjusting, if necessary, both front and rear wheels. Alignment-related problems. Most alignment diagnosis is symptom-based diagnosis. This means that the problem with the alignment is determined from symptoms such as excessive tire wear or a pull to one side of the road. Pull. A pull is generally defined as a definite tug on the steering wheel toward the left or the right while driving straight on a level road. See Figure 124-1. Bent, damaged, or worn suspension and/or steering components can cause this problem, as well as a tire problem. Lead or drift. A lead or drift is a mild pull that does not cause a force on the steering wheel that the driver must counteract. A lead or drift is observed by momentarily removing your hands from the steering wheel while driving on a straight, level road. When the vehicle moves toward one side or the other, this is called a lead or a drift. Caution: when test driving a vehicle for a lead or a drift, make sure that the road is free of traffic and that your hands remain close to the steering wheel. Your hands should be held away from the steering wheel for just a second or two, just long enough to check for a lead or drift condition. Road crown effects. Most roads are constructed with a slight angle to permit water to drain from the road surface. On a two-lane road, the center of the road is often higher than the berms, resulting in a road crown. See Figure 124-2. On a four-lane expressway, or freeway, the crown is often between the two sets of lanes. Because of this slight angle to the road, some vehicles may lead or drift away from the road crown. In other words, it may be perfectly normal for a vehicle to lead toward the right while being driven in the slow lane and toward the left while being driven in the fast, or inside, lane of a typical divided highway. Refer to Figure 124-1. A pull is usually defined as a tug on the steering wheel toward one side or the other. Refer to Figure 124-2. The crown of the road refers to the angle or slope of the roadway needed to drain water off the pavement. Refer to Figure 124-3. Winder is an unstable condition requiring constant driver corrections. Winder. A winder is a condition where constant steering wheel corrections are necessary to maintain a straight-ahead direction on a straight, level road. See Figure 124-3. Worn suspension and/or steering components are the most likely cause of this condition. Incorrect or unequal alignment angles such as caster and toe, as well as defective tires, can also cause this condition. Stiff steering or slow return to center. Hard-to-steer problems are commonly caused by leaks, either low tire pressure, due to the leak of air, or lack of proper power steering, due to the leak of power steering fluid. Other causes include excessive positive caster on the front wheels or binding steering linkage. Tramp or shimmy vibration. Tramp is a vertical type, or, up and down, vibration usually caused by out of balance or defective tires or wheels. Shimmy is a back and forth vibration that can be caused by an out of balance tire or defective wheel or by an alignment problem. Note: wheel alignment will not correct a tramp type vibration. Definition: camber is the inward or outward tilt of the wheels from true vertical as viewed from the front or rear of the vehicle. Number 1. If the top of the tire is tilted out, then camber is positive, as shown in Figure 124-4. Number 2. If the top of the tire is tilted in, then camber is negative, as shown in Figure 124-5. Number 3. Camber is 0 degrees if the tilt of the wheel is true vertical, as shown in Figure 124-6. Number 4. Camber is measured in degrees or fractions of degrees. 5. Camber can cause tire wear if not correct. A. Excessive positive camber causes scuffing and wear on the outside edge of the tire, as shown in Figure 124-7. B. Excessive negative camber causes scuffing and wear on the inside edge of the tire, as shown in Figure 124-8. Number 6. Camber can cause pull if it is unequal side to side. The vehicle will pull toward the side with the most positive camber. A difference of more than half degree from one side to the other will cause the vehicle to pull. See figures 124-9 through 124-11. Number 7. Incorrect camber can cause excessive wear on wheel bearings, as shown in figures 124-12 and 124-13. Many vehicle manufacturers specify positive camber so that the vehicle's weight is applied to the larger inner wheel bearing and spindle. As the vehicle is loaded or when the springs sag, camber usually decreases. If camber is kept positive, then the running camber is kept near 0 degrees for best tire life. Note: many front-wheel drive vehicles that use sealed wheel bearings often specify negative camber. Number 8. Camber is not adjustable on many vehicles. Number 9. If camber is adjustable, the change is made by moving the upper or the lower control arm or strut assembly by means of one of the following methods. A. Shims. B. Eccentric cams. And C. Slots. And Number 10. Camber should be equal on both sides, however, if camber cannot be adjusted exactly equal, make certain that there is more camber on the front of the left side to help compensate for the road crown, half of a degree maximum difference. Refer to figure 124-4. Positive camber. The dotted line represents true vertical, and the solid line represents the angle of the wheel. Refer to figure 124-5. Negative camber. The dotted line represents true vertical and the solid line represents the angle of the wheel. Refer to figure 124-6. Zero camber. Note that the angle of the tire is true vertical. Refer to figure 124-7. Excessive positive camber and how the front tires would wear due to the excessive camber. Refer to figure 124-8. Excessive negative camber and how the front tires would wear due to the excessive camber. Refer to figure 124-9. Positive camber tilts the tire and forms a cone shape that causes the wheel to roll away or pull outward toward the point of the cone. Refer to figure 124-10. Negative camber creates a pulling force toward the center of the vehicle. Refer to figure 124-11. If camber angles are different from one side to the other, the vehicle will pull toward the side with the most camber. Refer to figure 124-12. Positive camber applies the vehicle weight toward the larger inner wheel bearing. This is desirable because the larger inner bearing is designed to carry more vehicle weight than the smaller outer bearing. Refer to figure 124-13. Negative camber applies the vehicle weight to the smaller outer wheel bearing. Excessive negative camber, therefore, may contribute to outer wheel bearing failure. Caster. Caster is the forward or rearward tilt of the steering axis in reference to a vertical line as viewed from the side of the vehicle. The steering axis is defined as the line drawn through the upper and lower steering pivot points. On an SLS suspension system, the upper pivot is the upper ball joint and the lower pivot is the lower ball joint. On a McPherson strut system, the upper pivot is the center of the upper bearing mount and the lower pivot point is the lower ball joint. Zero caster means that the steering axis is straight up and down, also called 0 degrees or perfectly vertical, as shown in figure 124-14. Number 1. Positive caster is present when the upper suspension pivot point is behind the lower pivot point, ball joint, as viewed from the side. See figure 124-15. Number 2. Negative caster is present when the upper suspension pivot point is ahead of the lower pivot point, or ball joint, as viewed from the side. See figure 124-16. Number 3. Caster is measured in degrees or fractions of degrees. Number 4. Caster is not a tire wearing angle, but positive caster does cause changes in camber during a turn. See figure 124-17. This condition is called camber roll. See the tech tip titled Caster Angle Tire Wear. Number 5. Caster is a stability angle. A. If caster is positive, the vehicle steering will be very stable, will tend to go straight with little steering wheel correction needed. This degree of caster helps with steering wheel returnability after a turn. See figure 124-18. B. If the caster is positive, steering effort will increase with increasing positive caster. Greater road shocks will be felt by the driver when driving over rough road surfaces. See figure 124-19. Vehicles with as many as 11 degrees positive caster, such as many Mercedes vehicles, usually use a steering dampener to control possible shimmy at high speeds and to dampen the snapback of the spindle after a turn. See figure 124-20. And C. If caster is negative, or excessively unequal, the vehicle will not be as stable and will tend to wander. Constant steering wheel movement will be required to maintain straight ahead direction. If a vehicle is heavily loaded in the rear, caster increases. See Figure 124-21. Number 6. Caster can cause pull. If unequal, the vehicle will pull toward the side with the least positive caster. However, the pulling force of unequal caster is only about 1/4 the pulling force of camber. It would require a difference of caster of 1 full degree to equal the pulling force of only 1/4 of a degree difference of camber. Number 7. Caster is not adjustable on many vehicles. Number 8. If caster is adjustable, it is changed by moving either the lower or the upper pivot point forward or backward by means of the following. A. Shims. B. Eccentric cams. C. Slots. And D. Strut rods. Number 9. Caster should be equal on both sides. However, if caster cannot be adjusted to be exactly equal, make certain that there is more caster on the right side, maximum 1/2 degree difference, to help compensate for the crown of the road. Note, caster is only measured on the front turning wheels of the vehicle. While some caster is built into the rear suspension of many vehicles, rear caster is not measured as part of a four-wheel alignment. Refer to Figure 124-14. 0 caster. Refer to Figure 124-15. Positive caster. Refer to Figure 124-16. Negative caster is seldom specified on today's vehicles because it tends to make the vehicle unstable at highway speeds. Negative caster was specified on some older vehicles not equipped with power steering to help reduce the steering effort. Refer to Figure 124-17. As the spindle rotates, it lifts the weight of the vehicle due to the angle of the steering axis. Refer to Figure 124-18. Vehicle weight tends to lower the spindle, which returns the steering to the straight-ahead position. Refer to Figure 124-19. High caster provides a road shock path to the vehicle. Refer to Figure 124-20. A steering dampener is used on many pickup trucks, sport utility vehicles, and many luxury vehicles designed with a high positive caster setting. The dampener helps prevent steering wheel kickback when the front tires hit a bump or hole in the road and also helps reduce steering wheel shimmy that may result from the high caster setting. Tech tip. Caster angle tire wear. The caster angle is generally considered to be a non-tire wearing angle. However, excessive or unequal caster can indirectly cause tire wear. When the front wheels are turned on a vehicle with a lot of positive caster, they become angled. This is called camber roll. Caster angle is a measurement of the difference in camber angle from when the wheel is turned inward compared to when the wheel is turned outward. Most vehicle manufacturers have positive caster designed into the suspension system. This positive caster increases the directional stability. However, if the vehicle is used exclusively in city driving, positive caster can cause tire wear to the outside shoulders of both front tires. See Figure 124-22. Refer to Figure 124-22. Note how the front tire becomes tilted as the vehicle turns a corner with positive caster. The higher the caster angle, the more the front tires tilt, causing camber-type tire wear. Tech tip. Think of a bicycle. How caster affects steering stability and steering wheel returning to the straight-ahead position after a turn is made easy by remembering how a bicycle acts. Caster allows riders to travel straight ahead with their hands off the handlebars because the weight is behind the axle. Figure 124-23 0 toe. Note how both tires are parallel to each other as viewed from above the vehicle. Refer to Figure 124-24. Total toe is often expressed as an angle. Because both front wheels are tied together through the tie rods and center link, the toe angle is always equally split between the two front wheels when the vehicle moves forward. Refer to Figure 124-25. Toe in, also called positive toe. Refer to Figure 124-26. Toe out, also called negative toe. Toe. Toe is the difference in distance between the front and rear of the tires. Toe is the most important of the alignment angles. As viewed from the top of the vehicle, a bird's eye view, zero toe means that both wheels on the same axle are parallel, as shown in Figure 124-23. Toe is also described as a comparison of horizontal lines drawn through both wheels on the same axle, as shown in Figure 124-24. If the front of the tires is closer than the rear of the same tires, then the toe is called toe-in or positive toe. See Figure 124-25. If the front of the tires is farther apart than the rear of the same tires, then the wheels are toed out, or have negative toe. See Figure 124-26. The purpose of the correct toe setting is to provide maximum stability with a minimum of tire wear when the vehicle is being driven. Number 1. Toe is measured in fractions of degrees or in fractions of an inch, or decimals of an inch, such as 0.06 of an inch. Number 2. Incorrect toe is the major cause of excessive tire wear. See Figure 124-27. Note, if the toe is improper by just 1/8 of an inch, or 3 mm, the resulting tire wear is equivalent to dragging a tire sideways 28 feet, or 8.5 meters, for every mile traveled, or 1.6 kilometers. If not correct, toe causes camber type wear on one side of the tire. See Figures 124-28 and 124-29. Feather edge wear is also common, especially if the vehicle is equipped with non-radial tires. See Figure 124-30. Number 3. Incorrect front toe does not cause a pull condition. Incorrect toe on the front wheels is split equally as the vehicle is driven because the forces acting on the tires are exerted through the tire rod and steering linkage to both wheels. Number 4. Incorrect, or unequal, rear toe can cause tire wear. See Figures 124-31 through 124-33. If the toe of the rear wheels is not equal, the steering wheel will not be straight and will pull toward the side with the most toe in. Number 5. All vehicles can be adjusted for front toe. Number 6. Front toe adjustment must be made correctly by adjusting the tire rod sleeves. See Figure 124-34. Number 7. Many vehicle manufacturers specify a slight amount of toe in to compensate for the natural tendency of the front wheels to spread apart, become toed out, due to centrifugal force of the rolling wheels acting on the steering linkage. Note, some manufacturers of front-wheel drive vehicles specify a toe-out setting to compensate for the toe-in forces created by the engine drive forces on the front wheels. Number 8. Normal wear to the tire rod ends and other steering linkage parts usually causes toe-out. Excessive front toe-out will cause wandering, or lack of directional stability, especially during braking. Incorrectly set toe will cause an uncentered steering wheel. If toe is unequal in the rear, the vehicle will pull toward the side with the most toe in. Refer to Figure 124-27. This tire is just 1 month old. It was new and installed on the front of a vehicle that had about 1/4 inch, 6 millimeters, of toe out. By the time the customer returned to the tire store for an alignment, the tire was completely bald on the inside. Note the almost new tread on the outside. Refer to Figure 124-28. Excessive toe out and the type of wear that can occur to the side of both front tires. Refer to Figure 124-29. Excessive toe in and the type of wear that can occur to the outside of both front tires. Refer to Figure 124-30. Feather edge wear, a pattern caused by excessive toe in or toe out. Refer to Figure 124-31. Rear toe in. The rear toe, unlike the front toe, can be different for each wheel while the vehicle is moving forward because the rear wheels are not tied together as they are in the front. Refer to Figure 124-32. Incorrect toe can cause the tire to run sideways as it rolls, resulting in a diagonal wipe. Refer to Figure 124-33. Diagonal wear, such as shown here, is usually caused by incorrect toe on the rear of a front-wheel drive vehicle. Frequently asked question. Why does an unequal front toe on the front wheels cause the vehicle to pull? Each wheel could have individual toe, but as the vehicle is being driven, the forces on the tires tend to split the toe, causing the steering wheel to cock at an angle as the front wheels both track the same. If the toe is different on the rear of the vehicle, the rear will be steered similar to a rudder on a boat because the rear wheels are not tied together as are the front wheels. Tech tip. Smooth in, smooth out. Whenever the toe setting is not zero, a rubbing action occurs that causes a feather edge type wear. See Figure 124-35. A quick, easy method to determine if incorrect toe could be causing problems is simply to rub your hand across the tread of the tire. If it feels smoother moving your hand toward the center of the vehicle than when you move your hand toward the outside, then the cause is excessive toe in. The opposite effect is caused by toe out. This may be felt on all types of tires, including radial ply tires where the wear may not be seen as feather edged. Just remember this simple saying, smooth in, smooth out. Steering axis inclination. The steering axis is the angle formed between true vertical and an imaginary line drawn between the upper and lower pivot points of the spindle. See Figure 124-36. Steering axis inclination, abbreviated SAI, is the inward tilt of the steering axis. SAI is also known as kingpin inclination, or KPI, and is the imaginary line drawn through the kingpin as viewed from the front. SAI is also called ball joint inclination, or BJI, if SLA-type suspension is used, or McPherson strut inclination, or MSI. The purpose of SAI is to provide an upper suspension pivot location that causes the spindle to travel in an arc when turning, which tends to raise the vehicle, as shown in Figure 124-37. Vehicle weight tends to keep the front wheels in a straight-ahead position when driving, thereby increasing vehicle stability, directional control, and steering wheel returnability. The greater the SAI, the more stable the vehicle. It also helps center the steering wheel after making a turn and reduces the need for excessive positive caster. The SAI, KPI angle of all vehicles ranges between 2 and 16 degrees. Front-wheel drive vehicles usually have greater than 9 degrees SAI, typically 12 to 16 degrees, for directional stability, whereas rear-wheel drive vehicles usually have less than 8 degrees of SAI. The steering axis inclination angle and the camber angle together are called the included angle. Refer to Figure 124-34. Toe on the front of most vehicles is adjusted by turning the tire rod sleeve, as shown. Refer to Figure 124-35. While the feathered or sawtooth tire tread wear pattern may not be noticeable to the eye, this wear can usually be felt by rubbing your hand across the tread of the tire. Included angle. The included angle is the SAI added to the camber reading of the front wheels only. The included angle is determined by the design of the steering knuckle, or strut construction. See Figures 124-38 and 124-39. Included angle is an important angle to measure for diagnosis of vehicle handling or tire wear problems. For example, if the cradle is out of location due to previous service work or an accident, knowing SAI, camber, and the included angle can help in determining what needs to be done to correct the problem. See Figure 124-40. Figure 124-40 shows the included angle is equal on both sides, but the camber and SAI are not equal. For best handling, both the included angle and SAI should be within half of a degree of the other side of the vehicle. Refer to Figure 124-36. The left illustration shows that the steering axis inclination angle is determined by drawing a line through the center of the upper and lower ball joints. This represents the pivot points of the front wheels when the steering wheel is rotated during cornering. The right illustration determined by drawing a line through the axis of the upper strut bearing mount assembly and the lower ball joint. Refer to Figure 124-37. The SAI causes the spindle to travel in an arc when the wheels are turned. The weight of the vehicle is therefore used to help straighten the front tires after a turn and to help give directional stability. Refer to Figure 124-38. Included angle on a McPherson strut-type suspension. Scrub radius. Scrub radius refers to the distance between the line through the steering axis and the center line of the wheel at the contact point with the road surface. See Figure 124-41. Scrub radius is not adjustable and cannot be measured. Scrub radius can be zero, positive, or negative. Zero scrub radius means that the line through the steering axis intersects the center line of the tire at the road surface. Positive scrub radius means that the line intersects the center line of the tire below the road surface. Negative scrub radius means that the line intersects the center line of the tire above the road surface. Scrub radius is also called steering offset by some vehicle manufacturers. If a wheel is permitted to roll rather than pivot, then steering will be more difficult because a tire can pivot more easily than it can roll while turning the front wheels. If the point of intersection is inside the center line of the tire and below the road surface, this creates a toe-out force on the front wheels. Negative scrub radius is required on front-wheel drive vehicles to provide good steering stability during braking. See Figures 124-42 and 124-43. Scrub radius is designed into each vehicle to provide acceptable handling and steering control under most conditions. Scrub radius also causes resistance to rolling of the front wheels to exert force on the steering linkage. This tends to dampen the effect of minor movements of the front wheels. Negative scrub radius causes the tire to toe in during acceleration, braking, or traveling over bumps. Note: It is this tendency to tow and caused by the negative scrub radius and engine torque that requires many front-wheel drive vehicles to specify a tow-out setting for the front drive wheels. Zero scrub radius is acceptable. Positive scrub radius is less desirable because it causes the wheel to tow out during acceleration, braking, or traveling over bumps and causes instability. Positive scrub radius is commonly used on rear-wheel drive vehicles and requires a tow-in setting to help compensate for the tendency to tow out. A bent spindle can cause a change in the scrub radius and could cause hard steering, wander, or pull. Also, changing tire or wheel sizes can affect the centerline location of the wheel or the height of the tire assembly and will change the scrub radius, which can negatively affect the steering control. When larger diameter tires and positive offset wheels are installed, the scrub radius becomes positive and the wheels tend to tow out, causing wander, poor handling, and tire wear. Refer to Figure 124-39. Include a dangle on an SLA-type suspension. The included angle is the SAI angle and the camber angle added together. Refer to Figure 124-40. Cradle placement. If the cradle is not replaced in the exact position after removal for a transmission or clutch replacement, the SAI, camber, and included angle will not be equal. Side to side. Refer to Figure 124-41. A positive scrub radius, or angle, is usually built into most SLA front suspensions, and a negative scrub radius is usually built into most McPherson strut type front suspensions. Refer to Figure 124-42. With negative scrub radius, the imaginary line through the steering axis inclination intersects the road outside of the center line of the tire. With positive scrub radius, the SAI line intersects the road inside the center line of the tires. Refer to Figure 124-43. With a positive scrub radius, the pivot point, marked with a plus mark, is inside the center line of the tire and will cause the wheel to turn toward the outside, especially during braking. Zero scrub radius does not create any force on the tires and is not usually used on vehicles because it does not create an opposing force on the tires, which in turn makes the vehicle more susceptible to minor bumps and dips in the road. Negative scrub radius, as is used with most front-wheel drive vehicles, generates an inward force on the tires. Turning radius. Tow out on turns. Whenever a vehicle turns a corner, the inside wheel has to turn at a sharper angle than the outside wheel because the inside wheel has a shorter distance to travel. See Figure 124-44. Turning radius is also called tow out on turns, abbreviated TOT, or TOOT, and is determined by the angle of the steering knuckle arms. Turning radius is a non-adjustable angle. The turning radius can and should be measured as part of an alignment to check if the steering arms are bent or damaged. Symptoms of out-of-specification turning angle include the following. Number 1. Tire squeal noise during normal cornering, even at low speeds. Number 2. Scuff tire where the proper angle of the steering arms is where imaginary lines drawn from the steering arm should intersect exactly at the center of the rear axle. See Figure 124-45. This angle is called the Ackerman effect, named for its promoter, an English publisher, Rudolf Ackerman. Refer to Figure 124-44. To provide handling, the inside wheel has to turn at a greater turning radius than the outside wheel. Refer to Figure 124-45. The proper toe out on turns is achieved by angling the steering arms. Setback is the angle formed by a line drawn perpendicular, at 90 degrees, to the front axles. See Figure 124-46. Setback. Setback is a non-adjustable measurement, even though it may be corrected. Positive setback means the right front wheel is set back farther than the left. Negative setback means the left front wheel is set back farther than the right. Setback can be measured with a four-wheel alignment MA. Chinor can be determined by measuring the wheelbase on both sides of the vehicle. Note, the wheelbase of any vehicle is the distance between the center of the front wheel and the center of the rear wheel on the same side. The wheelbase should be within 1/8 of an inch, or 3 mm, side to side. The causes of setback include the following. Number 1. Cradle placement not correct on a front-wheel drive vehicle. This can be caused by incorrectly installing the cradle after a transmission, clutch, or engine replacement or service. See Figure 124-47. And number 2. An accident that affected the frame or cradle of the vehicle and was unnoticed or not repaired. Most vehicle manufacturers do not specify a minimum setback specification. However, a reading of 0.50 degrees or 0.5 inch, 13 mm, or less of setback is generally considered to be acceptable. Refer to Figure 124-46. Figure A, positive setback. Figure B, negative setback. Refer to Figure 124-47. Cradle placement affects setback. Thrust angle. Thrust angle is the angle of the rear wheels as determined by the total rear toe. If both rear wheels have zero toe, then the thrust angle is the same as the geometric center line of the vehicle. The total of the rear toe setting determines the thrust line, or the direction the rear wheels are pointed. See Figure 124-48. On vehicles with an independent rear suspension, if both wheels do not have equal toe, the vehicle will pull in the direction of the side with the most toe in. Refer to Figure 124-48. Figure A, zero thrust angle. Figure B, thrust line to the right. Figure C, thrust line to the left. Tracking. The rear wheels should track directly behind the front wheels. If the vehicle has been involved in an accident, it is possible that the frame or rear axle mounting could cause dog tracking. Dog tracking is an alignment condition that is caused by having the rear wheel toe angles out of line with the front wheels, causing the vehicle to travel slightly sideways, similar to how a dog runs. See Figure 124-49. To check the frame for possible damage, two diagonal measurements of the frame and or body are required. The diagonal measurements from known points at the front and the rear should be within 1/8 of an inch, or 3 millimeters, of each other. Four-wheel alignment. Four-wheel alignment refers to the checking and or adjustment of all four wheels. Four-wheel alignment is important for proper handling and tire wear. Some rear-wheel drive vehicles equipped with independent rear suspension can be adjusted for camber and toe. Rear-wheel caster cannot be measured or adjusted because to measure caster, the wheels must be turned from straight ahead. Since rear wheels are securely attached, a caster sweep, turning the wheels to take a caster reading, is not possible. While rear camber can cause tire wear problems, by far the greatest tire wear occurs due to toe settings. Unequal toe in the rear can cause the vehicle to pull or lead. The rear camber and toe are always adjusted first before adjusting the front caster, camber, and toe. This procedure ensures that the thrust line and center line of the vehicle are the same. Refer to Figure 124-49. Figure A, proper tracking. Figure B, front wheels steering toward thrust line. Review questions. Question 1. What are the definitions for of camber, caster, and toe? Question 2. What happens to tire wear and vehicle handling if toe, camber, and caster are out of specification or not equal side to side? Question 3. Why can knowing SAI, TOOT, and included angle help in the correct diagnosis of an alignment problem? Question 4. What does thrust angle mean? Question 5. How does SAI cause the vehicle to straighten the front tires after a turn? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. All of these symptoms may be corrected by an alignment. Except A. Wander. B. Wheel tramp. C. Pulling to one side. D. Drifting to one side. Question 2. When performing an alignment, which angle is the most important for tire wear? A. Toe. B. Camber. C. Caster. D. SAI, KPI. Question 3. Positive camber means A. The top of the tire is tilted outward. B. The top of the tire is tilted inward. C. The front of the tire is pointing inward. D. The front of the tire is pointing rearward. Question 4. Which alignment angle is adjustable on all vehicles? A. Camber. B. Caster. C. Toe. D. SAI, KPI. Question 5. Positive toe is A. Toe in. B. Toe out. C. Toe plus camber. D. Toe plus caster. Question 6. If the top of the steering axis is tilted 2 degrees toward the rear of the vehicle, this is A. Positive camber. B. Negative camber. C. Negative caster. D. Positive caster. Question 7. Included angle is A. SAI plus caster. B. Camber plus caster. C. Camber plus SAI. D. Toe plus camber. Question 8. Which angle determines the thrust angle? A. Front toe. B. Rear toe. C. rear camber. D. Front caster, SAI, and included angle. Question 9. Two technicians are discussing scrub radius. Technician A says that scrub radius cannot be measured. Technician B says that scrub radius cannot be adjusted. Which technician is correct?
A.
Technician A only.
B. Technician B only.
C. Both technician A and B. D. Neither technician A nor B. Question 10. When performing a four-wheel alignment, are the first adjustments to make?
A.
Rear camber and toe.
B.
Rear caster and toe. C. SAI and included angle. D. Front wheel toe. End of chapter 124.